Welcome to GFFP, the Fun-Filled Podcast.
Hello there, TFFP and Blind Cool Tech and whoever is listening. This is actually a redo of the Sea Cleaner review because when I recorded it last time, for some odd reason, my recorder ended up recording it at 8-bit, which sort of isn't good and made it sound all blah. So here's a redo of Sea Cleaner and I hope that you enjoy it. Okay, Sea Cleaner is a program that will get rid of junk off of your computer. It'll clean issues. It will do more. So let's dive right in. I have my, I'm running Windows XP. I'm running JAWS 7. So let me start by running Sea Cleaner.
Start menu Audacity. A. 7-zip submenu. Sea Cleaner submenu. C.
There we go. There's a submenu.
Leaving menus. Start button. Sea Cleaner dialog.
Okay. Sometimes it will not read. So what I have to do is I have to tab right into the tree view.
Windows tab. Preview Internet Explorer. Open checked.
7 items.
There we go. And let's explore.
Windows tab.
The Windows tab. I think. Yeah.
Windows tab. Applications tab.
Let's go back to the Windows tab. I'm not even going to explore the applications tab because you can actually use unclean. And I reviewed that on an earlier podcast. So here's a tree view of stuff that you can choose to clean or not clean. And I already have things set, but I'm going to go through them. I'm starting at the top of the tree view.
Internet Explorer open check 7 items.
1. Temporary internet files checked. 107.
I mainly have most of the stuff checked in the Internet Explorer window. And
cookies not checked.
2 of 7.
Well, except for the cookies and I believe the history, but the temporary internet files.
History not checked.
3 of
recently typed URLs checked.
4 of 7.
Recently typed URLs.
Delete index. That files checked.
5 of 7.
Last download location checked.
6 of 7.
Autocomplete form history not checked.
7 of 7.
And I don't clear that because I need that. So that's the end of that tree view. And I can check and uncheck all these things with the space bar if I want to. But since I already have stuff set up, I will not do that.
0. Windows Explorer open checked.
4 items.
1. Recent documents checked.
1 of 4.
That refers to the recent documents item in the start menu. That will not clear any documents from your system. It'll just clear the shortcuts. And it took me a while to read up on help about that. So let's down arrow again. And I'm up and down arrowing through all of this. So let's down arrow.
Run in start menu checked. 2 of 4.
This is run in start menu when you hit the Windows R key. And I have that to clear. It'll clear when I reboot. So that's what happens. Let's down arrow.
Search assistant autocomplete checked.
3 of 4.
Other Explorer MRAs checked. 4 of 4.
I don't know what the other Explorer MRAs do, but I have that checked anyway. Let's
0. System open checked.
6 items.
Okay, here we go.
1. Empty recycle bin not checked.
1 of 6.
The reason I don't do that is because I look to see if there's anything that I accidentally put in there or other things that might need, that I might need. Excuse the noise. Okay, down arrow.
Temporary files checked. 2 of 6.
Temporary files. I usually get rid of those. I always get rid of those because sometimes Windows has a nasty habit of leaving temporary files that you don't need in the temp folder. C:\Windows\temp. So, let's down arrow.
Clipboard checked. 3 of 6.
For the clipboard, that makes sense.
Memory dumps checked.
4 of 6.
CHKDSK file fragments checked.
5 of 6.
Windows log files checked.
6 of 6.
It's good to clear those out every once in a while because I have some logs over in Megan's size. I have one log that I keep that is, I don't know, about 2,000 lines long, I think, thereabouts.
0. Advanced open checked.
7 items.
I don't have all of these advanced items checked. I don't know why it's saying advanced checked, even though I don't have... You can't...
Not checked open. Advanced checked open. Advanced
well,
open
okay,
checked.
I guess
seven
you
items.
Can check all and uncheck all if you want, but, yeah.
1. All prefetched data checked.
1 of 7.
Okay, that's good.
Menu order cache not checked.
2 of 7.
I don't know what that does. I leave that unchecked because I don't want to ruin my... I don't want to ruin my system and accidentally get rid of stuff. So if someone can let me know what that does, leave a comment on the comment line. Let me know what that does. I'll voicemail that. Play it.
Tray notifications cache not checked.
3 of 7.
I'm not really sure what that one does either. But if you you can comment and line me on the stuff that I don't talk about and let me know what they do, because I'm not that much of a computer genius when it comes to stuff like this. I'm sorry. But, you know, we all learn from each other, and that's what this podcast is for. It's a learning process for all of us. So let's down arrow.
Window size location cache not checked.
4 of 7.
User assist history not checked.
5 of 7.
Hotfix uninstallers checked.
6 of 7.
Custom files and folders checked.
7 of 7.
I can never get the custom and file folders thing to work, so I'm just going to uncheck it.
Not checked.
Custom files and folders not checked.
7 of 7. Honest to goodness, I cannot get that to work. There's no browse button, there's no nothing. So if someone can get that to work, I really would appreciate that, and I will put a tip up, and you guys can comment line. Leave a comment. It'll arrive in my inbox. I'll listen to it. So, and that number will actually be at the end of the podcast. So, now that I've got everything checked, let's tab.
Read only edit.
This is not of interest yet.
Analyze button.
Alt plus A.
And let's hit the analyze button. Now, this can take a few minutes, so if it takes longer than about 2 minutes, I'm just going to come back and because I don't think you want to listen to silence. There is no way to see when it's done. Well, there sort of is. By the way, I'm running JAWS on a laptop, so that's why I'm not giving any commands, because I don't know your desktop commands at all. I know very few of them. So, let's check to see if it's done. Let's read the current line.
Analyze button.
And it's done. Let's shift tab once.
Read only edit.
And down arrow.
13.4 MB of your move. Approximate size.
Okay, that's good. Now let's tab twice.
Analyze button. Alt. Run cleaner button. Alt plus R.
And this can take up to 30 seconds. This can take up to 2 minutes. I've seen the scan itself take up to 20 on another person's computer. So let's hit space.
Dialogue. Okay button.
Oh, let's read the dialogue.
Dialogue. Do not show me this message again. Checkbox not checked. Read only edit. Cancel button. Okay button.
Oh.
Do not show me this message. Read only edit.
There we go. I forgot that it did this.
Top. This.
All right, let's do a sale.
This process will permanently delete files from your system.
Let's slow down JAWS just a little bit.
Not a table.
Oops.
Top. This process will... Slower. Okay. This process will permanently delete files from your system. Are you sure you wish to proceed? Are you sure you wish to proceed? Are you sure you wish to... Period.
I don't know if it actually repeats that.
Blank.
Let's check that.
This process... This... Are you sure you wish to... Blank. Are you sure you... Are you blank?
Yeah, it's only once.
Do not... Okay.
I usually have this shown because I like to see it. So if I mess up, I can just hit the...
Cancel button. Okay.
But since I want to clean up my mess, I'll just hit the okay button. And let's wait about maybe 30 seconds. Actually, what I do is I just keep tabbing, and
read
it won't...
Only edit.
Oh, well, sometimes it won't say anything. Yeah, I just keep tabbing around until
read only edit.
I get to the analyze button.
Analyze button.
Alt there it is. A. And I'll shift tab.
Read only edit. Top clean and complete dash 18.3426. 13.0 MB.
Now, let's do the issues thing.
Preview.
And let's actually make JAWS its normal speed again.
Menu bar. System. Space. Leaving menu.
Right.
Seek custom files.
Come on.
Desktop. Folder view. Ccleaner. Ccleaner.
There. Now it's... Now. You have to use your JAWS cursor to find the issues dialog. And you genius scripters out there, you can script it so that it'll get you there. But I prefer using the JAWS cursor, or the mouse cursor, or whatever you want to call it. You know, there's screen readers you can get there however you want. So let's route JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC.
Go to the top of the file.
Top ccleaner dot ccleaner. Click here to visit accessories proc. Marius on Vittle P. Marius on Vittle P.
Oh, jeez.
Marius. Accessor.
Okay, hang on.
Current. Frame. Unrestricted.
I've been having a problem with my JAWS all day where it's sort of getting stuck, so let's...
Marius on. Cleaner settings dialog. Windows tab. Other Explorer MR scroll up symbol. Okay, clean and complete at 18 point. Application.
There we go. That should do.
Cleaner dialog. System for empty recycle. Temporary files. Details of issues dialog. Clipboard.
Okay, home. There it is. I'm on the eye of issues. Sorry about that, folks. I'm having problems with my JAWS. Let's left click on issues.
Left click.
And get to my PC cursor.
PC.
All right. Let's go into the tree view.
Tree view. Registry integrity open checked.
12 items.
I'm not gonna say what each one does because I don't know. I have no idea. But you can tell through the context, or I hope you can tell through the context, what this does. Let's down arrow rather quickly.
Missing shared DLLS checked.
1 of 12.
Unused file extensions checked.
2 of
ActiveX and class issues checked.
3 of
applications checked.
4 of
fonts not checked.
5 of 12.
Application paths not checked.
6 of
applications checked. 4 of...
Let's uncheck the applications.
Not checked.
Applications not checked.
4 of 12.
Just for checking and unchecking purposes, so you can hear how it reads.
Fonts not checked.
5 of 12.
Application paths not checked.
6 of
help files not checked.
7 of
installer not checked.
8 of 12.
Obsolete software checked.
9 of
run at startup not checked.
10 of
start menu ordering not checked.
11
GUI cache not checked.
12 of 12.
0 file integrity open checked.
2 items.
1 start menu shortcuts checked.
1 of 2
desktop shortcuts checked.
2 of 2
desktop shortcuts checked.
That's it. Now
list view.
0 items.
Scan for issues button.
What I'm gonna do, I just tap twice, and my chair's being really rude. This is an old wooden desk, about 30 years old. Great desk. I love it. But anyway, I'm drifting off topic. So, let's hit an insert. And I don't know if you can do this in WindowEyes or whatever screen you're using, but turn off the screen echo temporarily when you get to the scan issues button, because JAWS will speak and speak and speak and speak until it's done. So, let's turn off screen echo.
All done.
There we go. I just hit insert S, and let's hit space. And I've seen this take up to maybe a minute or so. So, yeah. Oh, and let me update you on the Save Net Radio campaign while I do this update. So let's talk about that for a minute or two. SaveNet Radio campaign, we've been working to basically lower the internet license hike that's happening with the internet radio, and you can actually go to www.savenetradio.org and find that out. But I'll be playing a promo starting at this podcast. Oh, geez. for about 8 podcasts, so about maybe 2 weeks, I think. I don't know. Whenever I decide to put one up. Until July 15. That's when the big decision comes, and that's when I can get kicked off the air, and so can all of you webcasters who do this for fun. Now, I'm not saying podcast. I'm saying webcast. It is online broadcasting, like I do on HKC Radio. Find them at www.hkcradio.com. And, okay, I think that will do for that. I would also like to thank James Scholes, I think I'm pronouncing your name correctly, for that encouragement on the podcast. And the list, I think, is going to be moving to Google. Let's try that again. I think the list is going to be moving to Google. Okay, enough of me rambling. Let's listen to Jaws.
Highlighted.
I just changed to highlighted.
Scan for issues button. Fix selected issues button. Alt plus F.
All right. Now, that was grayed out before I scanned for issues. I just shift-tabbed. So let's shift-tab one more time to the list.
List view. Not selected. Missing shared. DLLC / program files / common files checked.
102.
Okay, now, all those are checked.
Fix selected issues.
And I didn't realize I had that many problems, but I can back up the registry if need be. I mean, it'll back it up, so you'll see how this is going
to
work.
See cleaner dialog. Do you want the backup changes to the registry? Yes, button. Alt plus
Y. Yes, I do.
Save as dialog. File name. Edit combo. CC20,070,610,22,17. Greg.
0 items.
And that's going to be going in C colon / program files / C cleaner. I think. Let's take a look.
Save in combo box. Various on bit.b in bit.b.
606.
No.
Various on bit.b.
Why is my JAWS doing this?
Desktop. List view. Save as. C cleaner. Various on bit.b in. Folder view list view. Not selected. CC went file name.
Well, okay. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to either have to restart JAWS or whatever, because I'm having a little bit of trouble reading the dialogue. Let's try one more time.
Save in combo box. Various on bit.b in bit.b.
606. Oh, Alt plus I.
Okay.
Various on bit.b.
Yeah, it's not going to read.
File name. Edit folder view list view. Not selected. CC went file name.
All right. Yeah, it's not going to read, but I think it's going to save it in C colon / program files / C cleaner. And I apologize again, folks, for the trouble I'm having with JAWS. And I can't really afford to do repair right now because I just don't have the time or energy. So let's
CC20.
Save this. Enter.
Button C.
Oh, I'm having even more problems with my JAWS. Okay, let's
close button.
Hope that I can actually get through this without my JAWS blowing up, exploding, and altogether dying.
Fix issue button. Fix all selected issues button.
Okay, what's neat is I can read
top the file C / program files / common files / Skype 4 com DLL is left behind. Reference to the shared DLL and doesn't exist. These are often left behind after uninstalling software. Lang. Solution. Delete the registry value.
All right. Let's actually
read only edit. Missing shared button. Close button. Fix issue button. Fix all selected issues button. All
right. Let's
read only edit.
Let's see.
Close button. Button.
I can't remember.
Greater button.
Yeah. Why don't I just label that as next? I could do that real. Let's see.
Button.
Yeah.
Close button.
Let's actually skip this part right here.
Fix selected issue. Fix selected issue. List view. Not selected.
And let's
check missing shared DLL. Check missing shared DLL. C / Windows. / system32 / spy. Missing shared DLLC / windows / system32 / spy check 2 of 102.
Alright, let's definitely uncheck the Skype thing because I do have that file.
Fix selected issues button. See cleaner dialog. Do you want the backup changes to the registry? CC20,070,610,22,19 button.
I just hit enter. It's going to make another backup. I don't mind. I
close
don't
button.
Care.
Fix issue button. Fix all selected. Read only edit. Top the file C / windows / system32 / D64. X is reference to the shared DLL and doesn't exist. These are often left behind after uninstalling software. Lang. Solution. Delete the registry value.
Let's fix.
Fix all select. Fix issue button.
This issue.
No hotkey.
And then there's no hotkey. So I'm going to do all this by hand. And.
Fix all. Read only edit.
Let's read the next one.
Top the file extension. Software / Microsoft / Windows / current version / Explorer / FileX / 006 references an invalid program identifier. These are often left behind after uninstalling software. Lang. Solution. Delete the registry value. Solution.
Let's
delete.
Do that.
Fix issue button.
And let's just read the next one.
Fix all selected. Read up top the file extension. Software / Microsoft / Windows / current version / Explorer / FileX / 011 references an invalid program identifier. These are often left behind after uninstalling software. Lang.
Okay.
Fix issue.
Now.
Fix all selected.
I have a backup of the registry, so I can fix it if I run into problems if and when I reboot. So let's hit the.
Fix all selected.
Why is my JAWS digging at me? Or why is Windows digging at me? That's not nice. Let's hit space on this.
See cleaner dialog. Are you sure you want to fix all selected issues? OK button.
Yes, I do. Let's hit the OK button.
See cleaner dialog. Read only edit.
And it usually takes between maybe 5 seconds for this to go on.
Read only edit button. Close button.
And let's hit the close button.
Fix selected issues.
And let's exit C. All right. And that's it, my friends. That's the review of C cleaner. Sorry about all the problems I've been having with JAWS. And well, hopefully you get the hint of how the program works. And I shall see you guys next time. Bye.
218 representatives and 51 senators are needed to pass a new, fair internet radio music royalty rate. Help convince them. Let them hear your voice on their phone. Call your congressmen and senators. Tell them co-sponsor the Internet Radio Equality Act. Find their names at savenetradio.org.
If you wish to send me an email, do so at tffp@marrie.org. If you wish to leave a comment, call 206-202-3259.